said, let's talk. The building looks like I thought. Your dreams look like when we met. Let's make him an offer, let's get it. They said we'll buy it now. And the current owner, he said, okay, buy it now. So he skipped down the block to tell everybody how free he was. So he cleared out his world, threw away everything but the girl. Then he started making moves, waiting for the check to get in through. The man and his wife went home to talk. Over dinner they compared where his dreams had gone. Like looking at a map when you're at sea. They drew a guide to where he was and where he wanted to be. And as they plotted the points to get them forward to get where they wanted, they saw that it hit land, and that there was more space between them than they had planned. So this man called his friend. He said, tell the other man this is where it ends. Say that he can keep my dreams. They weren't as good as how I thought they'd seem. And then the other man went for a walk. Called his mom not to talk. He had a few cigarettes, and then he thought about what it all meant. He realized that wearing someone else's dream. And he couldn't go back to how it was, like stepping twice.